Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And as always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today we're going to speak with a young man that has decided to take on a whole bunch of different industries, the fashion industry, the thought industry, the apparel industry, all of the above. And he's trying to change the way that people look at marketing their products, getting their ideas out, and also trying to combine two things, the Applebaum, the conspiracy?
Applebaum.
The creative conspiracy is actually the name of his company. I apologize for flubbing that. We all get human.
No worries.
And he's going to share a whole bunch of different information that he has, and also that him and his team and the other artists and creative individuals around him are doing to help people get their message out, get their products out, and of also to be able to express themselves. So, Ryan, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm always okay because I can do better.
Yeah.
So, two things I guess we'll start off with. One, how did you come up with the name?
Well, the name, to be totally honest, when you started off as just a plum. And basically, I got real far in the dictionary, if you couldn't tell. And
yeah.
Hey, Zurian, can you hang on one second? I'm going to try to put this on the speakerphone so I can have my hands free.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes. So you didn't get far in the dictionary. Ryan, we lose you? Ryan, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're having a slight temporary disconnect. We lost Ryan. He should be coming back in a few. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, they are also listed on Facebook, and they also just launched on Kickstarter. The Applebaum, the Creative Conspiracy, is also on Facebook, and they're really doing some great things. If you get a chance to look at their work and look at some of the people that are partnering up with him, you'll see that they really got some great stuff. And again, there's a lot of really talented people out there in the world that don't have a way to get their message across and to get their message across and to express their creative sides. So Ryan and his team are working with a number of different artists to help them to get where they need to get. So Ryan, you didn't get far in the alphabet. What else?
Yeah, so basically I was kind of obsessed with this whole German, Eastern European graffiti, and I thought that aplomb, pronounced aplomb, like as if you had a U in the front, it kind of looked like it could be tagged that way. I know it seems like I thought a lot about it, but the truth is I didn't. I got about to AP in the dictionary, and it sounded about right. But the big story, I mean, for me really is that I did this clothing brand I started in 2006, and it was just a plum. And, we did everything just like everyone else. There was nothing unique about us. And it took me a long time to gain the humility to say that. But now we've added the creative conspiracy to it. So we like to look at it as us and the creative conspiracy, which happens to be you, all the listeners out there. The creative conspiracy is a group that helps us with a creative process. They submit ideas to us, and essentially, we'll go on into explain it more on later in the show, but that group, we don't exist without you. So it is aplomb and the creative conspiracy today.
Outstanding. And that team consists of how many people?
Right now we have three employees, myself included, but so we're four. Four of us are working on this right now.
Okay, cool. And what type of things are you working with at present?
Well, right now, our main focus is Kickstarter. We are launching our brand solely on Kickstarter right now. We do not have an e-commerce platform available for customers to buy from us. So we're really trying to introduce this as not just a clothing brand, but a new way to look at how brands deal with their fans. We think that the Creative Conspiracy can be a model that can be translated through many different industries. And I think it's pretty interesting that we can do it with fashion, which happens to be such a very, it's a superficial and fickle environment, that we can take something like the Creative Conspiracy and spread a message through, almost like under the radar, through clothing, and all of a sudden it turns out good and purposeful and meaningful.
Okay, when you say under the radar, what do you mean?
Well, if you think about it, we buy shirts, we buy clothes because they make us look good. It's a selfish pleasure, and that's okay. I mean, fashion and art, they are both very superficial, and they're supposed to be. But if you imagine that we take your idea, and that idea inspires an up-and-coming artist, they create a fine arts piece. We put that, we put a reprint onto a T-shirt. So now, just in that one design, we have so much meaning. We have that original idea that you first submitted to our website, and you became part of the creative process. So when we market it with very minimal branding on our end, and we just try to really push the artist, their story, and then the writer's article or your idea. We put that on a hang tag, and it's pretty seamless so far on how it's worked. You know, you read the hang tag, you digest the information very easily, but more importantly, you get to know much more about the product. And when you know more about something, the chances of you liking it are going to be much greater. So almost like clockwork, you get asked by your friend, hey, that's a cool shirt, where'd you get it, or where did that shirt come from? And the only thing that you want to tell them is all the information that you have, which at that time, you have everything. You have, let me tell you about the artist, let me tell you about the article that inspired it, and all of a sudden, we're spreading this message virally, word of mouth, through fashion, which usually is just something that's pretty selfish, and now it opens people up to one another.
Wow, so you're creating a your own little culture in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Outstanding. I know when I was looking at your Facebook page, I even commented, you had one young lady there that looked like she was in her zen phase.
Yeah. Yeah, Jackie Vainberg, incredible artist to work with. She's out of Illinois, and she had the opportunity to interpret Kathleen Kruger's article. So Kathleen Kruger has a friend. Her name is Betsy Chandler, and she runs a nonprofit foundation called Cameras for Kids. So part of what we do also is we have a component within the submission process where you can specifically just talk about a charity. And our idea is that just exactly what Kathleen did, she presented this charity as an idea. It got voted to the top. People loved it. So we had Jackie Vainberg go ahead and make a design about it. Got a tremendous response. Basically, you know, what Cameras for Kids does, to double back on that, is they go into foster homes and they set up programs for the kids to learn photography. Betsy is an amazing, amazing woman. She will go in there and give the printers, the cameras. She'll organize the actual instructors. And it's a 501(c), and it's and it works. I think they're in like 13 major cities. Our goal is to help her get into DC. On top of that, we also give her 10% of our profits so that she can keep doing this for these kids. And I don't know, it just really struck a chord with me, especially when Kathleen wrote it. I really wanted it to get to the top, you know, and I was so happy when it did because. It just means a lot to me to be able to help out kids in that situation. You know, I know that the opportunity for me to be creative when I was younger, and even now, is necessary. It's a vital part of my life.
Outstanding. So you also work with not profits and nonprofits. There's in the individual artists.
Absolutely.
And organizations. That's huge.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you have a team of four, counting yourself. How many artists so far have you been able to help? I know the company's still relatively new as a whole, the combined company.
So right now we work with four artists. We have two on deck. So during our Kickstarter campaign, we're going to release those artists and tell them, okay, now it's your turn to interpret a design. We need more articles. We need people to go to thecreativeconspiracy.com and log in and submit articles. But, you know, that's our plan is right now we're at four, and we want to move by the end of the Kickstarter campaign. Our goal is to be at 14. So we're helping 14 artists. We're helping 14 people or writers get ideas out there. The writers that we worked with, too, have been amazing. One such writer, Teeny Howard, they actually did two articles for us. She did Being the Being Bisexuality, and then she also did slacktivism, or natural slacktivism and social activism. And both of them are just really intriguing articles, great writing, short to the point, catches your interest. And the guys who ended up interpreting her design killed it too. I mean, love the paintings, and they came out great on T-shirts.
Outstanding. That's interesting. They just had an article out about the two bisexual people that met going through their transition, and now they're, you know, engaged and have been together. So the guy went to a girl and the girl went to a guy, and it's just interesting that they were drawn to each other going through the process. Quite amazing.
Yeah, when I read it, it was just almost a, you know, you really cheered for them both. You know, they're both it was such a big deal because they both could have ended up in such a harsh climate, both being homosexual and or bisexual, but choosing to be with the same sex of partner, and then all of a sudden it's like they find each other and it's, you know, it's true love, but they both know exactly where they came from. And they appreciate it so much that they're able to not have to go through that, you know. But they're there to support everyone too, just like we are. I mean, we think we're definitely progressive and we're open to that. And and team is just awesome. I really love working with her. I hope she writes more for us. I really do.
Outstanding. Okay, so you're working with artists. You're working with artists that draw and artists that write. Do you also work with other types of artists?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. So we have a very talented director or videographer. He did our video for Kickstarter, and I don't want to give his name away because he's going to be our next artist. So we're actually going to have him do a photograph. So whatever he interprets, he will do a photograph for us, and we're going to go ahead and digitally put it onto a T-shirt or do the digital manipulation to it and put it on a T-shirt. So it's like photorealistic. Another thing kind of outside the box is we have a very good friend of ours named his stage name is Lyricist. He's a rapper. He's from the D.C. metropolitan area. But we've known him since, it's been 2008, I think. And recently he's just been getting a lot of buzz. He was on Sway, the VJ from MTV. He was on his personal radio show. He made it into Complex top 10 list for the D.C. metropolitan area. So he's got a lot of buzz behind him, a lot of steam. And so what we had him do is basically take his favorite song and post it to our site. And that's going to become the inspiration behind a design if the crowd decides to vote it up. And right now we think they will. But, you know, he gave a couple sentences about what it meant to him and tried to connect with the fans and say, you know, this is what I was thinking when I actually wrote this. But, I mean, the song is called The Balance. And it's available on YouTube if you search Lyricist, Lyricis.
Mm-hmm.
And you search The Balance. It's on YouTube. It's got 54,000 hits. So he's doing well by himself. He doesn't need us. You know, we're just honored to be able to work with him.
Outstanding. Yeah, we had a guy on the show not that long ago by the name of Lat. He does the kind of educational and historical rap, and he's also seems to be very, very successful. Could you tell everybody how they could get in contact with you if they want to participate in your programs and all of the above with
Absolutely.
The Plum Conspiracy?
Absolutely. So you can definitely keep up with us at aplumclothing.com. That's A-P-L-O-M-B, B as in boy, clothing.com. That's our main site. we also want you to go to thecreativeconspiracy.com and register, log in, and write. You can also vote. I haven't told anyone about this, so this is a first-time thing, but basically there's a secret shop there, and that secret shop only accepts points. It does not accept cash. You can go there, and you get points for writing, you get points for voting, and you get points for referring your friends. It's a very liberal shop right now. There's no shipping on your end, so you 100% can go in there and pay nothing, and I will ship a product to you for free. As long as you have the points built up, you can buy it from the store. Like I said, it only accepts points and doesn't accept cash. Just our way to say thank you for what you're doing, because we really do value your creativity and your ideas, and that's the whole point. We want to get them out there for you. You can also visit us on social media. Instagram and Twitter are Aplomb and TCC. The Facebook, if you just search Aplomb and the Creative Conspiracy, you'll see us on Facebook. And we have YouTube and Vimeo, also Aplomb and TCC. But that about wraps up our social media and our web stuff. Other than that, I would put my cell phone number out there, but I don't think I'm that popular yet.
Okay, and your Facebook page, correct?
Yeah, Facebook. The URL is so long, but if you search Aplomb the Creative Conspiracy, it'll definitely pop up for you.
Okay, cool. Where do you see the future of Aplomb and the Creative Conspiracy going?
Well, we're really focused on this campaign right now. We think that if we can prove this model of dealing with the fans and giving them a little bit more responsibility in the products that they're eventually going to buy, that we can take this to different levels. I just happen to be interested in fashion, but I have other ideas for it. We want to go into other avenues, other companies, but I think the most effective thing for us to get the people's ideas out there through artwork, and we just look at it as like a mass reprint. If you look at industries that have already done it, where they take artwork and they reprint it, we're just doing it on a T-shirt, because that is the best representation of mass art right now. It's not a poster. It's definitely a T-shirt. And that's just the way our culture is. So I'm focused on getting that out there. I think our next step would definitely be retail. After the Kickstarter campaign goes well, we want to get into retail and start to infiltrate. And I use that word, and I know it sounds sneaky and things like that, but that's what we're doing. We're getting into this industry that and we're trying to do some good where – it's not always that good. There's labor practices that aren't that great, and then there's the idea that you're basically just supporting someone's ego. Any clothing brand out there, I hate to break it to the fans, but they're not making the clothing for you. They're making it for themselves. In the end, they want you to validate that they've done a good job and that they're cool and they're creative and stylish. So we try to take ourselves out of it. We're trying to just give you the power and try to give you a chunk of the creative process, because that's the prize for us, is just to be creative and it's fun for us. We want you to have fun too. But I think that's the next step, is to go to retail and see where that goes. And if this model gets proven through Kickstarter, which it can with your support and your help, then we're going to take it other places, and we're going to make sure it gets implemented in other industries, even if it's not by us. I just want to see this. I think it's a better model. I think it's a better way of doing things.
True, and the way that the world's changing, it is the people that are deciding. It always has been. It's just that instead of giving them a limited choice, you're giving them an unlimited choice.
Absolutely, you're absolutely correct.
That's great. Which, are there any other artists that you'd like to give a thank you to while we're on?
Yeah, I definitely want to. I want to note Lonnie Garner, Jackie Vainberg, Simo, Nick the Intern, Nick Fulcher. A little story about Nick, actually. Nick is he works for me, and he's also one of our artists. And I chose Nick because. He's incredible for one. I really enjoy his artwork, but his work ethic and his desire to learn and overcome any sort of obstacles is just really, really refreshing to me. He's my right-hand man right now. And, you know, if he ever chooses, which I hope he doesn't, I don't know if he's listening to this or not, but I hope he doesn't choose to stray away. But if he did, I'd give him the best recommendation I could possibly give him. He's a junior in SCAD right now, or actually he's going on to be a senior, which is an art school in Atlanta, one of the better ones in the country. And I joke with him, I'm like, you know, why don't you just quit and come work for me, you know? And I couldn't do it to him. I would never, even if he wanted to do it, I would never let him quit school. But I do wait for the day that he's done, when he can come full time. But it's been great for the summer. You know, he's such an important part of what we're doing. That it just, you know, I couldn't do it without him. I really couldn't. And then we have two other great employees as well that have been with us for a short amount of time. But it's like, you know, things, you know, I believe in the universe. You know, I believe in the universe. You give good to the universe, it will give it back to you. And we've been blessed with just two ladies, Victoria Gregg and Carla Herrera, both just amazing what they do. Carla's learning a lot with us right now. She's actually an intern for us, and Victoria is in charge of social media, which she knows way more about it than I do, but that's why I brought her on, because we need someone like her, and she's amazing what she does. I don't know of any business owners out there, but, you know, I essentially just have to give her an idea, and she runs with it, makes it look beautiful, makes it sound beautiful. There's no micromanaging, and, you know, I'm not into that. You know, I need someone like her that I can rely upon. So they're artists in their own right, I guess, you know. I definitely, I'm glad I got to let them know that I really appreciate their work, all of them.
Outstanding. Well, if there was anyone that would like to call in, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And I see that we have some guests in the chat room, and I also see that Business Negotiators 1 are actually also listening. They're a great group and also have a show on Blog Talk Radio, and they're on at 1 o'clock on Fridays. But there's definitely some powerful businessmen and business owners. So what else would you like to share with us, Ryan?
Well, I mean, I think the main thing that I was very, very honored that I could introduce myself to you guys today, and thank you, Zarian, for it. But our Kickstarter campaign is our main focus. We put all of our eggs in this one basket, and we're not afraid to say that. You know, we're doing this, and we're trying to get a big, big jump on this on the plan of ours through Kickstarter. If you don't know about Kickstarter is a crowdfunding platform where essentially you can go and help companies like us get to the next level, get started. It works in the form of rewards. We give you rewards for pledging a certain amount of money for us. And essentially, you know, we have all of our products there online ready for you to buy. And you buy it in the form of a pledge. And the rule is we have a minimum goal of $36,000. If we don't reach that minimum goal, we don't get any money and the products don't get delivered to you. But if we do reach $36,000, then that means we have enough money to deal with our American manufacturer, which we went to New York City and we found a veteran of the industry that was able to give us the type of scalability and turnaround time that we need, not only now, but for the future, because this is just the beginning for us. And I hope you guys know that. But Kickstarter is our main focus right now. If you were to go to Kickstarter.com, KickStarter.com, and you search A Plum, The Creative Conspiracy, or The Creative Conspiracy, you will find us. And we literally just launched. I mean, it couldn't have been better timing, about 2 hours ago. It was honestly very, very nerve-wracking. We really would appreciate you guys going there and checking out our page. And if you like it, we want your support. We want you to be a part of this. You know, we want you to start to grow with us. That's my main thing today. That's all I have in my mind. My mind's going 1,000 miles a minute, but that's it right there is this Kickstarter campaign for us and for you, you know, because we're doing this for you.
Outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, with the economy being the way it is, we need to support as many businesses as we can, because those businesses end up supporting us all back in the long run. So anyway, Ryan, I want to thank you for coming on, and thank you for all the things that you're doing with aplomb, the creative conspiracy, and also helping other artists to get their names, brands, writings, and all other things, including photography, out there to the world. I think it's a great thing, and we applaud you for all of the things that you're doing. And if there's any other ways that you're welcome, if there's any other ways that we can help you, if there's any other thing that you can think of in the minute that you have left on the show today, anyway, you know, feel free to share that with us right quick. We'll move on.
No, I just use the time to thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everyone listening today. And please, apply on the Creative Conspiracy. Find it on Kickstarter. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo. Go to our websites. Go to thecreativeconspiracy.com, and please be a part of this. You know, it's important, and it's good. It's a good thing for the fans and the consumers. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough. Thank you, Zarian.
Not a problem. Thank you. Well, there's about 38,000 people that listen to the show. 38,000 people, we need you to take some action. We need you to do what's right and do what you know you need to do. Because what is it? No matter what you do, you can't make it through this life alone, so you might as well try to help as many people as you can. Remember, as Ivan would say, givers gain. The more you give, the more you're going to win. Zig Ziglar would also say the same thing. How do you want to grow? You want to help as many people as you can, because if you help everybody that you possibly can, then guess what? You won't have to worry about yourself. Again, Ryan, thank you for coming on. Thanks for creating aplomb and combining aplomb, the creative conspiracy, together, and for coming on the Zurian Show. Thank you very much, and you have a great and wonderful day. Best of luck with your venture, young man.
Appreciate it. You too.
No problem. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank Ryan for coming on, and his artists for also sharing all of their greatness with us. Because, again, without them, it wouldn't be what it is. And he's growing it and doing it the way he needs to do it. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Take care, be well, and everybody have a blessed day. And I wish you much success.